Hey, welcome. I'm pumped you're here. Today we're building a rolling, danceflow ready wobble bass for drum and bass at 174 BPM. This lesson is intermediate and Ableton specific. We'll design a harmonically rich wobble and wavitable, add a clean operator sub, combine them in an instrument rack, and finish with distortion, compression, and creative modulation so it sits heavy and tight in a mix. Ready? Let's go. Lesson overview. In this session, you'll learn sound design in Wavitable and Operator, how to use tempo synced LFOs for rhythmic wobble, how to wrap layers in an instrument rack, and how to give the whole thing punch with distortion and sidechain compression. The target tempo is 174 BPM, and all LFO rates and sync values assume that tempo. What we're building? We'll make two layers inside one instrument rack. Layer 1 is the harmonic wobble voice in Wavitable, growly, crunchy, and modulated by tempo synced LFOs. Layer 2 is a clean sub voice and operator, pure sine for a solid low end. The rack will contain filtering, saturation slash distortion in parallel chains, EQ sidechain compression, and optional multiband shaping. The result is a heavy, flexible DNB wobble you can automate for drops and transitions. Setup checklist. Create a new live set and set tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and name it Wobble Rack. Drag an instrument rack into that track. We'll create two chains. The first named Wobble and the second named SUB. Step A, create the instrument rack and chains. Step 1, drop Wavitable into the Wobble chain. Step 2, drop Operator into the SUB chain. Think in layers, treat each chain as an instrument you can automate and resample later. Step B, design the SUB with Operator. Step 1, in Operator, use Oscillator A as a sine wave and set the octave to -1 or -2 if you want a deeper ultra sub tone. Step 2, turn off oscillators B, C, and D. Keep the operator output conservative, something like -6 to -10 dB, because we'll shape and sum later. Step 3. Keep the operator chain mono. Put a utility right after operator and set width to 0%. Step 4. Add an EQ8 after the utility. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove an audible rumble, and if needed a gentle low shelf boost around 40 to 60 Hz of 1 to 3 dB to taste. Optional. Use the instrument rack chain key zone so the SUB only triggers on low notes, for example C1 to C3. That prevents the pure sub from muddying higher registers. Teacher note, always a slash B in mono. Flip utility width to 0 and check for phase cancellation between sub and harmonics after adding unison or stereo FX. Step C, create the harmonic wobble in Wavitable. Step 1, in Wavitable, set oscillator 1 to a band limited saw or a classic saw Wavitable. Use unison of two voices and to tune around 0.06 to 0.12 for width. Keep the OSC 1 volume around -4 dB. Step 2, turn on oscillator 2 and select a more digital timbre, such as an FM or square type Wavitable. Optionally, coarse tune it down an octave for internal sub reinforcement. Step 3, optionally add oscillator 3 as a low level noise or sample for grit. Step 4. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter or bandpass for a darker tone. Set the starting cutoff near 350 Hz, resonance around 1.0 to 2.0, and drive 0 to 3 for warmth. Step 5. In the modulation matrix, map LFO 1 to the filter cutoff with an amount around 45 to 70, and map the same LFO to Wavitable position at 20 to 40 for timbral motion. Step 6. Sync LFO 1 to the host. Use a rate of 1 over 8 for a rolling two-step feel, or 1 over 16 for faster chops. Triangle shape for smooth wobble, square or stepped shapes for jagged, punchy wobble. Retrig should be on so each MIDI note retriggers the LFO. Step 7. For stereo presence, use Wavitable global unison of 2 or 3 voices with width around 30 to 40%, but keep the SUB chain strictly mono. Teacher tip. If you want a rhythmically precise cutoff with more shape options, put an auto filter after Wavitable and use its internal LFO at synced rate instead of Wavitable's LFO. Step D, character and distortion in parallel. We want grit without destroying the low end, so we use parallel processing. Step 1, create an audio effect rack after your wobble chain and split it into parallel chains. Step 2, chain A can be the mild dry chain with a Q8 and glue compressor. Step 3, chain B should be the gritty chain. Saturator into overdrive into a light redux bit crush. Drive the saturator 3 to 6 dB, curve soft, and keep output trimmed. Step 4. Chain C can be a resonant or corpus-style chain for metallic growl if desired. Blend these chains so the distortion adds aggression to mids and highs but doesn't smash the sub. Practical gain staging tip. Put a utility before the saturator to control how hard the waveform hits the distortion. Tiny gain changes here change character more dramatically than fiddling only with the saturator knob. Step E, compression and side chaining. Step 1. Add a compressor or glue compressor after the combined rack. Step 2. Sidechain the compressor to your kick bus or a dedicated kick trigger. Use a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack very fast, around 0.5 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, depending on groove. Threshold should produce noticeable but musical pumping. Alternative, use multiband dynamics to compress mids and highs more than the sub so the low end remains solid while the wobble breathes. Step F. Final EQ, stereo management and gain staging. Step 1. Use EQ8 to high pass under 20 to 30 Hz and to tame muddy 200 to 600 Hz with a small cut if needed. Step 2. Consider a gentle boost around 100 Hz for presence and a small shelf boost in the 2 to 6 kHz range to bring forward grit. Step 3. Use utility or mid/side EQ to mono the low end under about 120 Hz. Step 4. Key peaks around minus 6 dB to leave headroom for the master. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. First common mistake, letting too much sub energy live in the harmonic layer. Fix, keep that layer high-passed or chain-keyed and let operator handle the pure sub. Second mistake, making stereo content in the sub. Fix, mono the sub. Third mistake, oversaturating before controlling dynamics. Fix, stage gain, saturate, then EQ and compress. Fourth mistake, using unsynced LFOs in tempo music. Fix, host sync LFOs or use host lock devices. Fifth mistake, overdoing resonance. Fix, tastefully moderate resonance and check in full mix. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Use FM style grit by routing OSC2 to modulate OSC1 in waveitable or by layering an FM operator in parallel for crackly mids. Try narrowband resonant peaks and automate their frequency for vocal style growls. Send a high-passed copy of the wobble to a return and obliterate that return with saturator and redux, blending it back for grit without ruining the sub. Use multiband distortion, only distort mids and highs. For transitions, automate a fast pitch drop of minus 2 to minus 6 semitones for impact. Layer 2 LFOs at slightly different rates, for example one at 1 over 8 and another at 3 over 16, and route them to different destinations to create evolving, non-repeating motion. Duplicate the wobble, detune by a cent or two, and pan slightly opposite while high-passing the duplicate to get width without messing low mono. Advanced variation ideas you can try. Build a morphable chain selector with three parallel chains and automate the rack chain selector to morph from clean to gritty to obliterated across a bar. Use rhythmic gating on the distorted mid/high chain with a gate or LFO-driven utility rather than side-chaining to create a different rhythmic feel. Map macros aggressively, global cutoff, wobble rate, distortion mix, sub-level, width, and resonator amount, then automate a few macros to sculpt whole sections quickly. Try using an envelope as your wobble source instead of an LFO for a single sweep, punchier wobble. Use frequency shifter subtly to add in harmonic sidebands for a metallic edge, and resample short chunks to granularize in simpler or a granular device for fills and textures. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Goal, build a full 8-bar wobble bass loop at 174 BPM and export it as a stem. Step 1. Create the instrument rack with waveitable and operator. Step 2. Program one sustained MIDI note per bar. C2 is a good reference. Step 3. In waveitable, set an LFO to 1/8 triangle with cutoff amount around 50 and waveitable position modulation at 25. Step 4. In operator, set a solid sign at octave minus 1 with utility width 0. Step 5. Add saturator around plus 3 drive in a parallel chain and overdrive blended to taste. Add a compressor sidechain to a kick with 4 to 1 ratio. Step 6. Automate the LFO rate from 1/8 in bars 1 through 6 to 1/16 in bars 7 and 8 to create energy leading into the drop. Step 7. Render the bass loop as a WAV stem, save the instrument rack preset, and export the MIDI for the pattern. Quick parameter cheat sheet to get you going. Start with these numbers and then use your ears. Filter cutoff start around 350 Hz. LFO rate at 1/8 for a rolling feel or 1/16 for a faster chop. LFO filter amount around 50. Resonance about 1.2. Saturator drive around 3.5. Operator sub level around minus 8 dB. Sidechain compressor ratio around 4:1 with attack near 0.5 milliseconds. and release near 150 milliseconds. Extra coach notes. Think in layers, not just lanes. Resample and re-import layers to create new textures. Map 4 to 6 macros to your most expressive controls and automate those instead of dozens of tiny knobs. Always check your bass in mono and use gain staging as a creative tool to shape how distortion responds. If you want wobble to read more like rhythm and tone, automate LFO retrig or use envelope shaping to tighten attacks. Arrangement upgrades to keep things interesting. Create small macro lane automation templates for each section type. Intro, build, drop, breakdown, and copy them across your arrangement. 1 to 2 bars before a drop. Try pitching down a duplicate of the sub or increasing its volume slightly to create a felt heave. Resample the bass loop and chop it into one shots. Load those into drum rack to make fills, stutters, and reversed hits. Use rack chain key and velocity zones to swap subsources depending on intensity, so the bass adapts to arrangement energy. Homework challenge. 90 to 120 minutes. Create a 32-bar mini element with 4 distinct 8-bar sections. Intro, build, drop, breakdown. In each section, include at least 2 meaningful parameter automations. Save the instrument rack with labeled macros. Export the MIDI clip S, render a stereo stem at about -6 dB peak headroom, and include 1 resampled audio snippet of the wobble that you then process further. Change the wobble character at least 2x across the 32 bars and use 1 advanced technique from earlier, for example morph chains, granular resampling, frequency shifter, or mapped randomness. When you're done, send the preset, MIDI, stem, and resampled audio, and I'll give targeted feedback and 1 tweak that will make the biggest impact. Recap and quick encouragement. Use a 2-layer approach. Harmonic wobble in Waveatable and a clean operator sub. Lock your LFOs to tempo with 1 over 8 and 1 over 16 as starting points. Keep the sub mono and clean. Add grit via parallel distortion and sidechain to the kick for punch. Automate LFO rates and distortion for transitions and resample creative bits to build unique textures. Final teacher note. If you want, send a short clip or a screenshot of your rack and I'll give mix and sound design feedback. I'll point out the single change that will improve it the most. Go build something heavy, have fun with the macros, and don't forget to check it in mono. See you on the other side with your wobble stem.